Ingrid Betancourt was held hostage in the Colombian jungle for 6.5 years. She was kidnapped in 2002 by the leftist guerrilla group known as the FARC. At the time, the dual Colombian-French citizen was a presidential candidate in Colombia. She and several other hostages were freed in a daring army rescue in 2008. Ingrid Betancourt describes her captivity in a new book. She says that while in the jungle, she was aware the pressure for her release was coming mainly from France, and that had some side effects.
It created a kind of a weird situation where I was feeling that Colombians didn't care what had happened to me, and I felt abandoned. And even in the guerrillas, they were like looking at me and saying, oh, you're not Colombian, you're French. I mean, and that was very diminishing because it wasn't said in a way that you could feel it was respectful. It was kind of a way of mocking me. And that was difficult in many aspects, even with my fellow hostages. Sometimes because I had this kind of position that every time in the radio where the subject of hostages would be brought up, my name came, they were very resentful, and they would just be sometimes aggressive. They would turn off the radio, or they would say, we don't want to hear about you anymore, or what do you think you are? Do you think you're a princess because you're in the radio? You're not better than we are, and all those kind of things.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, some accounts of your time in captivity along with the other hostages describe you as arrogant and somehow above the other prisoners there. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that was the reaction of some of my fellow hostages. But what I didn't understand at the time is that for my fellow hostages, the fact that it was only my name on the stage was offensive for them, because we had been denied of everything, and especially our identity. Sometimes the guards would want us to be called by numbers, or they would refer about us saying that we were the cargo or the merchandise or the objects. And this sensation of losing who you are, that triggered very deep problems in the psychology of many of my companions.
So as such a high-profile individual, did you ever steel yourself in the jungle thinking, I could never get killed here, I am Ingrid Betancourt, I was this presidential candidate, or was the situation just so unpredictable that no interior monologue could comfort you?
It was impossible to say that, because we knew that the guards had an order, which was to kill us if there was an attempt to rescue us by the Colombian army. And I had had this rough discussions with some of my guards, in which in one occasion I remember we were marching, and it was a girl, and actually it was a guerrilla that I was sympathetic to. I mean, she was kind, except for this moment when she transformed herself. She listened to some noise, she got scared, and she put the rifle on my chest, and she said, now you have to run, and if you don't run, I'll kill you. And so, I run, but it was difficult for me to run because I had this heavy backpack. And then after the whole thing ended, because the noise came from some animals that were just passing by, and actually she shot one because we need meat, and so she just turned into a hunter. But after that, she explained to me, and she said, look, Ingrid, if there are military after us and you don't do exactly what I tell you, I will kill you, because I'm not going to let them take you away. That's the order I have. And for me, it was you know, something that it was very clear in my mind.
You know, just the fact that you survived in the jungle for 6 years is alone fascinating. What was the worst piece of bush meat that you had to eat while you were there?
Oh, my God. In literary sense or in figurative sense?
Literally.
Oh, there are things I couldn't eat. I refused to eat. For example, I remember we were again in a march, and the march was a complex situation because normally we would be starving. And at the end of one march, they killed some monkeys. And I was there when they killed the monkeys. And for me, eating a monkey was something I couldn't do because I had had a very special relationship with the little monkey that they had captured and that I had tried to, you know, heal. And her name was Christina. And perhaps because of that, or perhaps because I thought they were so human in a way, I just couldn't eat the monkey. But perhaps the worst was to eat snake.
Why?
Just because of the taste. It's kind of a horrible taste. But there were good things. For example, eating crocodile was very good. The taste of the crocodile is like lobster. So it was something that I really, when they had those kind of things, I would just, you know, forget it was a crocodile. I would just indulge myself. But that was very exceptional because normally we would eat only rice and beans.
Ingrid Betancourt, you filed a demand against the Colombian government of some $6 million. Is that demand still active?
No, it's not active because it became a great scandal in Colombia, and this wounded me in a very, let's say, special way. What happened is that, in Colombia, there is this law that allow you as a victim of terrorism to ask the state for compensation. And many of my fellow hostages did that. And so I decided to do it. And once I did it, the government just made a huge scandal with it. They said I was attacking injustice, the soldiers that had liberated me. And that was really unfair. And the way it was presented and the reaction of the people and this huge hatred that just pop up suddenly, like if I was a criminal. And it's difficult for me even now to talk about this because I just have very strong feelings about this.
Will you run for president again, Ms. Betancourt, of Colombia?
No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to I mean, I'm not ready to fight in Colombia for what I think we have to fight. I think there is a process, a maturing process in the society that we have to just undertake. I hope that President Santos, which I know very well, he was my boss when I was working in the trade ministry. I know he's a very capable person and very honest. And I just hope he's gonna, you know, make it possible for people like me to come back.
Where will you live until then, in France?
Well, actually, I'm living in some luggage. I don't have an address. I just am with my daughter in New York and with my son in Paris. And now that I've finished the book, I think I have to find a place for me.
Ingrid Betancourt's new book is called Even Silence Has an End. Thanks very much for speaking with us indeed.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you for having me.
There's more from our interview with Ingrid Betancourt, including how tough it was to write her book at theworld.org. This is PRI, Public Radio International.